Brisbane's punk band Wax, one of the most electrifying and captivating bands in Australia, and have been since their debut EP in 2015. To mark the release of their latest single, Labrador, the band are heading off on a 12-show national tour, including a show this Thursday at the Ed Castle. Maz DeVita from the band joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you going?
I'm great, thank you. Now, the past 18 months for you guys has been mainly touring. How do you find the time to make amazing music in between all that?
It's very tough to balance everything, but I guess it's a lot of late nights and just trying to schedule in writing wherever we can. We've been working super duper hard to try and keep everything going, but somehow we managed to squeeze out songs. It's been pretty full on.
Does it happen pretty naturally for you guys, the writing process, or is it a lot of work and sitting down and working through things?
It depends. Like, so some songs come really organically, and then some take extra work, and it just depends, really. I'd love for all the songs to come naturally, but sometimes it takes a lot of effort to get them right, which is cool.
Yeah, that strike of lightning doesn't happen as often as you'd like, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have only you guys are about to really kick off in earnest your tour for this single Labrador, but you had your first show in Gold Coast at the start of this month. How was that one?
Yeah, it was awesome. It ended up being sold out, so that was really cool. It was really loose. Gold Coast shows are usually that way, which is always fun, and yeah, it was a good segue into the tour. So we're really keen to head back on the road this week, and yeah, I can't wait to see. I've actually got a lot of family in Adelaide, so I'm keen to catch up with family while I'm there as well.
Yeah, that'll be really that makes it quite a special show, doesn't it? When there's people you know in the audience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up in Adelaide, so. It's always a special one for me.
I'm speaking with Maz DeVita from Adelaide, from Australian band, Wax, about their Adelaide show at the Ed Castle this Thursday. Now, as well as this great tour, you've also made the bill of Splendor in the Grass. What are you excited about for that?
So much. Like, I think that one of the big ones for me is MGMT. I've been wanting to see them since I was like a teenager, so I'm really excited. And Soccer Mummy, I'm really keen for. And I think Kendrick would just be amazing. So we're really keen to like hang out. And that's the good thing about Splendor, like you only have to play the one set and then you can actually enjoy the rest of the festival as well. So we're really stoked. Yeah. And it's been a dream for us to play there, so very excited.
Now back to this tour for Labrador. You guys are bringing along Moaning Lisa for the whole tour, I believe.
Yes, except I don't think they'll be at our Adelaide show, unfortunately, but they'll be on the rest of the East Coast date.
So we heard their song just before started speaking to you. What sort of made you guys want to bring the Moaning Lisa along with you?
Well, I just think they are a really great voice for females in the industry, as well as everyone else's. Especially their latest single, Carrie, which you just heard, I think is a really great song about, you know, having strong female role models in your life, and I think it's important for young people to continue searching, you know, to have the right figures in their life. And yeah, I just think they're a great voice, and I can't wait to see this, because I actually haven't seen them play. I've only really listened to their music, so I'm really keen to meet them, and yeah, it should be good.
Well, on that note, of role models, do you, as you guys are gaining a wider and wider audience, do you feel like role models in the industry?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess we're just kind of doing what we do, and if we have a positive influence on others, that's a total bonus. I definitely want to be the person that I know I could have looked up to when I was a kid, because I didn't feel like there were many people to look up to. So yeah, I mean, it feels empowering, that's for sure. And yeah, if people are feeling that way about us, that's really cool. yeah.
Now, in a moment, we're going to hear your single Labrador, but can you tell us a little bit about the song before we give it a listen?
Yeah, so Labrador is a suburb on the Gold Coast where I kind of spent a fair bit of my teen years, and it's just about a lot of events that went down and the way I felt about them. I lost a significant partner. We'd broken up, and it was a really rough time, and I kind of felt kind of worthless. And so it's just about, yeah, trying to regain strength after that and trying to make sense of the situation. And it's the first time that I'd ever written about my past in any of our songs. They've always been kind of about what's currently happening or more external things. This one's, yeah, the first time I've ever tapped into, like, years back, which was really therapeutic for me. So it was good.
Well, really, the catharsis seems to really come through in the song, and we're going to give it a listen in just a moment. Well, thanks for speaking with me this morning, Maz.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we're giving away a double pass to your show, which is at the Ed Castle this Thursday night. So if anyone is intrigued or any Wax fans that haven't bought tickets yet, you can win one if you call through on 71325000. Make sure you get in quick, because I'm sure that it's going to go right away. So thanks for speaking with me, and we'll look forward to having you in Adelaide on Thursday.
Oh, thanks so much. Cheers for having me.
Cheers. That was Maz DeVita from Brisbane band Wax chatting with us about their tour and latest single, Labrador. We're going to give it a spin now. You're listening to Breakfast. I've been angry. I've been changing.